당보 자세 날린데 돈은 야분도. 근데 뭐 요마서 양 레비용 그래. 대 자세 날린지 돈데 갈래 갈래. 섭정선.
So it's good if we all recite together the 37 practices of Bodhisattvas first. So some people have arrived newly, so it's very comfortable to recite now all together.
Namo Loge Jaraya Kange Jukun Roy Meze Jan Rove Don Ele Zon Venge Ve Duzum Zanje Danje Jango Hori Danjim Gura Jamsi Jabda Tume Badne La Mandam Be Sabji Do Jama Me Ba Sansa Sinsa Sinsa Oye Chivani Saraktam Chaito Dravame Bharaji Sasungo Numda Tsotram Sarja Sajite Tingsenpa Merilinka Benji Shiram Nita Nave Chukin Saraktam Chaito Gendravla Sansa Rokan Chisi Sama Bajinle Sambi Chubi Chuchi Yinkinpa Jarve Yabda Chorchan Jarse Sora Mavisinki Timilo Dhe Rikasa ome drastan besu, rinjilan jalo urtamaj, dechen kuchin deva tenze pa.
Dolok te, dolok yentong, korlo samba dekhi nyingbo tenben dode namje gongba. Tekpa chenpi jui lame, lama ni tenpa yendo tsovore shegu pari.
Today, Kenamuti will explain in short the system and the approach of the Shentong Matyamaka. Shentong Matyamaka can be regarded from two points of systems within Buddhism. One is according to Sutrayana and one according to Sikit Mantrayana. According to Sutrayana, here the teaching of Shentong is related to the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma of Buddha Shakyamuni, and which is about Tathagatagarbha or Sugatagatagarbha of the Buddha nature. And there are these teachings of the third wheel contained in various sutras about Buddha nature, and the main text which one should study is the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, or in Tibetan Julama.
Dene dole dekhi nyingpun do ken yong chap rova dada tamche sanji jo shi sumbare di tuanda dekhi nyingpun do ken yong chap shibe tuanda de Semji Zangbo, Lata Mosol de Hinimbo Yola, Drova Neba, Neva Yeda Tundro Sola Mepatava Maimba, Semji Tamtiel de Hinimbo Chaversum. Years ago, the Consul I'm to introduce it as over. Tennis Apo Government.
So, what is the main statement in these sutras about Tathagatagarbha or Sugatagatagarbha? The statement is that all sentient beings have as a basic nature the potential of the Buddha within. What does it mean, all sentient beings? Among the various sentient beings within the desire realm, there are, for example, beings who are living in bad destinies, like hell beings, ghost beings, animal beings. Do they also have the Buddha nature within as a potential? This is true. It's not just only the pure beings and beings of a higher state of existence contain the Buddha nature within, but it's all sentient beings.
Dene simchen tamche le chapa sena dekhi nimbute rek zangbo tang re ngembe chepar yang yo mare yang chepatang pumi ji chepar yang yo mare lo gengo da yoni chepar yang yo mare simchin tamche la chabare tene ngo simchin ne lo wesa dehi ni bu ngo la tonda zami ji chepa mebre
All sentient beings are pervaded by the Buddha nature. There's no differentiation according to their state. Like somebody, like women's, like only men's maybe have Buddha nature, but women's also have old people and young people. All have the essential nature within, which is the clear light nature.
Tene yang semla donga kien dang, donga me pe deva kien la yang, semche ne lok le cheva yo mare. Semche ne lok dekhi nyingpo la, tene sakye je deva tan donga je tsova yo mare, tsova le debe se na, ngo la, ngo rin yinje nambar tapa yinbe se na, deva kien da donga kien je semche ne lok la yang cheva me pare. Deva tan donga te namdo la te pare, Namdo la tinte de dog sova somore mato, ne log la de dog sova len de bal.
If one thinks that like happiness or suffering could be an expression of the pure light, the pure nature within, the Buddha potential within, but the pure light, pure nature within is completely beyond any kind of sensations. There is now completely beyond any kind of differentiation of happy states or suffering states or happy states which are which have stains and so on. This essence completely free of all these variations of sensations and expressions of sensation of suffering and happiness, they are productions of our thoughts, of our conceptual rational mind.
The man just a big guy going in some barre, Dorji ne yapale. Then a joy lama young Kate Mambula joy yawayere, joy lama la lo jones on a yapple.
If one wants to know more about the Buddha nature, one should read the text Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra or Joy Lama. And people already, many students have studied this text and their translations, so everybody is encouraged to go and read themselves. And what is most important is to read the fourth chapter. There are seven main points making up this text. And the fourth is about the element, and this element is the Buddha nature. And there are three reasons given within why all sentient beings have the Buddha nature. There's a tenfold explanation about Buddha nature, and there are nine examples how one can understand the Buddha nature within.
Tene, same je ngola, same je ne lo wesa dekhi ni bu ngola tama me pati. Serje ngoam, serje rungin la, Do la so petrima me patang. Chola nyoba yona yan chui rung yin la, tene nyoba me patang. Namka lower jitin jitapa yona yan, namka ngua, namka rung yam, namka hilog latin jitama yamare, te yendo, same jen nilog and hilog yen in number tabare, tormanyung bare, tormanyung basena trovan yamare. Nelo ngoma te thodol le le bare
thol sena
thol ทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเซนทรปาเซมทรปาทรสเ
The nature of the mind, which is luminosity, which is clear light, within its nature, within its essence, there are no stains whatsoever. There are frequently used examples to understand this, like gold in gold ore. The gold itself is by nature always gold, even if it is in the ore. And like, or example of water and mud. The water itself always remains as a purity, the pure element of water. And in, like third example of sky. Sky in its essence is completely free of any kind of stains there is. It might be covered by clouds, but its essence is not stained by the clouds. In the same way, the fundamental mode of the mind, which is clear light, is completely free of any kind of stain from beginningless time. So without these stains, the mind could be covered by. These are the deluded mind, temporary stains of the deluded mind. But the mind itself, the true nature of the mind, is completely free of these stains. It never has been stained by the deluded state of mind. It is completely beyond even being free of stains of stains. It never has been touched by the stains of the mind, fleeting stains of the mind. So it's very important to know this.
Dordana tang achu tatar ji sem ji ne lok de ki ni bo te sem ji ne lo wa sa de ki ni bo te ye tong dang ye da re tong ba te yin tong ba re tak ba yin yin ni tak ba re ye tong dang ye da re tong ba chor te ko lo pa pa tong chor de te sa manda ba te tong manda ba ye re kar re sa na tong chor te tu pe tong ba re sem ji ne lok te Yopa, Mepa, Nika, Nimi, Mupo, Mumi, Takpa, Chepa, La Sope, Tani Tamjil and Debare. Tani Tamjil and Deba in Besena, Tani Chitumbare. Tumba Tani Chiang Tumbare. Ta chetan tani ye pa kapsa tani je maze na thap me bare ma do ngune ne lo rang tani je tong bare tong so te tani je tong bare tak pa te te me tak bare tani je tong ba te ye ne tong bare ma do dang bo tani drop ji so tani ke so ten ra wo ma re Same to Nelo la Tani mevare, Tani lendebare. Tani not over sebade. Same to Nam de Tot lava said the Tani mambu devare mato, Nelo la Tani mevare, Tani de tombare. This and not Tani de yen de tombare. Tani de tombatang Tani de tombat the tripat and travel to the new patriotic by Hungary. Tene teme tongba te yeni teme tongba re tangbo ni yeni tongba yeni teme tongba ka ni tongba dema ni tongba tangbo ni tongba re tangbo ni ngo le chama me ba re ina dema ni tong se je da nga so ha jang tha rang bo ji le sam no dang ge re ते हाजा था रंगो चेल सनो ताया ते माछु तेल देंबर के नाम तो कता पाए रे मा तो मने दयमा ता थामा ता पारसे पे तो मा दो बरे मने नेलो ल तो यो यो मा रे दयमा से ते था रंगो जी सनो ता ने दयमा ने यो बा ते तक तन रा वो छ गे रे ते गाछु नाम तो गजो गे रे नेलो ल तो मे बरे Saja chimbi lola, tuja lokto ga, saja tu tu somje, tu somje lokto re, sinje loko tokware, trupe tokware, tuja lokto le dego gluo, tuja lokto le mandebe partala, tuja lokto yuna, tula tempe lokto yenda zoguire. Tisena, dema se de tangbo taring vagina trup deba. Namka da deki nibo lumyam yibanda ujire, ting asu nam toga tokware, mato neso le tuveware.
To say in short, the Buddha nature within the clear light nature of the mind is from beginningless time empty. It's from beginningless time pure. Empty of what? Empty of the stains, of the diluted stains of the mind, from beginningless time. According to the second wheel, second turning of the wheel of the Dharma, there are various explanation given, various statements and reasonings, how the mind is from beginningless time free, empty of elaboration, conceptual elaboration. What is meant with conceptual elaboration? For example, concerning the fundamental mode of existence, fundamental mode of the mind being something which exists or doesn't exist, which is pure or is not pure, which has to be purified or it's pure from beginning, whatever, these all are conventions, and the fundamental mode of the mind is completely beyond any form, any attempt of conceptualizing its nature. Even if there are various methods given, various paths pointed out to purify the mind from conventions, from conceptualizations, from elaborations, but one has to understand that the fundamental mode of the mind, according to the explanation of the second wheel, is beyond any form of convention there is. It's pure of conceptual elaboration from beginningless time. It's not that at first their mind is stained by a conceptual elaboration which have to be purified. What manifests then is a fundamental state of mind which is a total liberation of conventions, conceptualizations. This is not this way. So the mind, fundamental mode of the mind is completely beyond of conceptualization and freedom of conceptualization. There are various terms and various methods pointed, given, pointing out the empty nature of the mind, empty of conceptual elaboration, but essentially this state of mind is from beginningless time free of conventions. And according to the third turning of the wheel, the mind is pointed out as being for beginningless time free, untouched from the stains of fleeting delusions, of the temporary states of deluded mind. But these, the deluded state of the mind, so the mind which perceives in phenomena in a mistaken way, and the dispositions to perceive phenomena in the same way again, this form of delusion has nothing to do at all with the fundamental mode of the mind. These are just creations of the rational mind, creations of the concept of the conceptual, of the habitual conceptual mind. They have nothing to do with the fundamental mode of the mind itself, which is from beginningless time pure, and it seems to have like an aspect of permanent. Seems, according to the statement, seems that like. That the fundamental mode of the mind, which is from beginningless time, void of any form, even the subtlest form of stain, has kind of a permanent character. There are many expressions which point out that mind is completely also free of time, beyond any kind of conception of time, even of beginning of time or beginningless time. Like the Buddha nature within having this potentiality and this purity, primordial purity. So always one can again think on the example of the sky. The sky is completely free of, primordially free from any kind of stains, even if it looks like that the sky is covered by clouds temporarily.
Then Kolo Baba Hirab de Parutisibe Dode Namne Tony Chodok Sombare Tony Chodoganani Mame Batumba Nide Tu Sejete Namdoga Takpare Mato Tu Rangang O Madropati Tu Rangang O Madropati Mame Batumba Nisigre Tu Matu Tula Temba Kangartan Tula Dember Himbatan Tula tempe, kangarta dungasum kapso, mamit patungpa nyeti, yang ni yang dosam gokri. Nihiti gokri. Okay.
According to the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma, all phenomena are considered to be void by nature, and based on the Prajna Paramita Sutra, there's a Chutukki,
Chutukki.
Within the extended version, there are, and more condensed version, there are explanation of 16 forms of emptiness. And one of these is the emptiness of time. Time is something which doesn't exist by its own nature, doesn't have a concrete or true existence of itself. Time is this one aspect of emptiness which can't be focused on, since it doesn't have an existence of its own. There is a great attachment to the concept of time. But actually, time doesn't have a true existence. And due to time, everybody knows how much suffering, due to the clinging to the concept of concrete existence of time, there are many problems, there are many difficulties, sufferings, and so on. And Rinpoche says, it's important to again and again think about this and gain conviction that time doesn't have a concrete existence.
Tene tu ranga ngoyu ma dropa te milam je te su la samno tana to le la bo yung kare. Yang ten sang jikti je, jikti la kora ja to kudo, jikti la kora ja pa kao su tene, jikti zamling kiam, jikti in chela. Jikti in chela tu su me bare. Lungba riri la tu su yore. American dawa, lungba chimbo te su la lungba chikle yang tu su me dawa mambu su kudo. The Juchin tender the Nama la tute, Namdo la tupe ture matomone, Nelo la tu mado payang, Chicks and nothing sang tole lavo yunguizer.
If one wants to understand clearly for oneself that time doesn't have a concrete existence of its own, then like a dream is very example, a good example, but also if for like a modern example, will help to think about if one traverses the globe, you know, one time around the earth, or now we have many facilities, abilities to travel abroad, and one easily here understands that actually there is no time, you know, there's not the kind of definite thing of time, because each country has its own time. The States, for example, is a vast country, and almost, you know, every state itself has their own time. So time, of course, is something, is a phenomena, like all phenomena, which comes about through interdependent condition. One thing conditions the other. One thing is a base for conditioning something else. And actually, it's just our conceptualization which, in a conventional way, has this concept of time. But if one looks at time itself, like the true nature of time, it doesn't have a concrete existence of its own. It doesn't exist
in a true sense. Nami Japan Siniji lower taga kam tonga sijite, same jin ne lo wasa de hing in borange, mola mepa, mole number ye roma, ranga mole yinbe, lower trupetama taki, lower trupetamate, de hing in bung oa brang yinle o mare yinre. Ta de hing in borange mole yin to chirpet, lower trupetame. They hang about Tungres, ye low and trumpet to me, Tumber. Nami may pencil ye, lammy choose a tongue, my insidious, Madon Patti. Same genello was at the hang in bowl, number year mapper. So sorry, sir, mapper. Turn down chugu, you intinge, they hang in bowl, Madonber. Data lower and trumpet to my yinja tongue. Tundan chuku yun tinje tongba main bichani, then yin tong hi jubar.
In the text Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra in Jui Lama, there is a verse about how one can understand Buddha nature according to the Shentong system. Rinpoche gave the commentary to this verse, which I can't translate literally right now. And it says that the fundamental mode of the mind, which is clear light, or in other words, which is Buddha nature, is within its essence, completely free of the fleeting, incidental delusions of the mind, lucid state of the mind, from pure from beginningless time. So what is meant with Shen Tong, empty of other, so the fundamental, the essence of the nature of the mind is empty of other, and this other are these incidental stains of delusion. And in addition, it is said that the nature of the mind, which is clear light, which is tathagatagarbha or sukhatagatagarbha, can't be individually differentiated, like saying this has this aspect and that aspect and so on. It can't be pointed out in the rational mind due to conventions, conceptualizations. It can't be differentiated in its parts or individual characteristics. But it is pointed out that the fundamental modus of mind, Buddha nature, the essence of it, or it's like by essence or by its own nature, it's completely free of any kind of fault. It spontaneously contains and manifests within the qualities of a Buddha.
Then dehi nyingbo layang ye devari khikpi nyingbo lan devari khikpi nyingbo deva dehi nyingbo somre tene yelan deva dehi nyingbo te lower jitrama madha patan chonze tapate khenda takpa chepar jeyavare mahto ngo la yeva mehpare ngo la ye mehpate la yende yen mi sikido yedan deva yeva mehpa jamgun lodun thaye je saje chibi songo la yende yenmi je tsigyore teda toda chekware re saja chimbu lo la yang yende yenmi di chekware yedan deva yerme du tene yela lam te parta le yore tene ye yeva yemware
yidan debu yenmi
re re ye ye dekhi nyambu den deva dekhi nyambu ngole yame
Concerning the Buddha nature within, one can regard it in three stages, so to say. There's like the base, the fundamental Buddha nature within, there is a path, and there is a fruition, the final fruition. One can see in the three aspects. Like path means that here, which lies in between these two, that is the path where one, in a conventional way, purifies the mind from the incidental deluded stains of the mind. But according to its true nature, according to its essence, there is no differentiation into there's a base tathagatagarbha path, and there's a fruition tathagatagarbha. There are also the various statements about this, also in one text of Jamgung Lodo Thaya, that's also pointed out that the fundamental state of the mind is beyond, or is completely free of being the base and there being a fruition. So in its own nature, in its own essence, there is not such a differentiation. It's just on a conventional way that there is a base Buddha nature, and there's a path, which is the process of purification, and there's a fruition, the purified result.
This and that, Tambichulat, Tupa, Samba, Gomba, Sebati, same genelo, dehi, nimbola, lower dripper, tema yere, tema de jammer, sebala, then it to some, tupe here up, samba here up, gomba here up, de, to some gomsum de here up, mina tema jang to mare, then it to some gomsum je, here up, latin, the tema jang gubesena, then as you, Tambichula, to some gomsum see, gubijum sing there.
The process of purification of the mind according to the Shentong tradition, then here on a unconventional level, one it is pointed out that one to be able to practice or to be able to put into practice, put into use the genuine Buddha Dharma, one has to do it in a gradual way. One has to study the subject, one has to reflect about it, and one has to finally become habituated to that which one understood through meditation. And on this level of understanding, it is said that the mind is deluded, and the true nature of the mind, which is clear light, is covered, is obstructed by the deluded state of the mind, mind perceiving phenomena in a mistaken way and all its disposition to do this continuously. So, and here are the means are given to purify these deluded states of mind through the supreme knowledge which derives from study, from reflection, from meditation. If these three supreme knowledges, prajna, don't arise within gradually, then it will become totally impossible to purify the fleeting stains of the deluded mind.
Same to Nelok till the Dribzi, Jetama Yabasena, then it was unconsum, to my young chair to Sankonsum.
So that which can purify this, this is the supreme knowledge. So therefore, it's needed. It's needed to completely free the mind from the deluded states. If there other way to say it around, if there would be now Buddha nature, if there would now awaken a potential within, there would be now reason to strive, to study subtle subject and reflect and meditate about it.
If there would be
deluded state of minds, there only would be the pure manifestation of the clear light nature within, and then there would be no need to purify anything. But since both are, so this process is needed, this ultimate understanding is needed, and the conventional process of purification is needed.
Yindong taba te nanjo chavanso malare pe gongpa tan jana malare pe parpu yormo kana takpok singe zong sungpe debu zel som je kapso tembare debu zel som le debu zel som che cha na nyande yin ni drop do mi korwa yin do pang do mi ranse sanje so lo tha chu sumbare zel som de 세르 라보이레 세르 랑마레 네 사모레 네 사모솜 히고도 소바레 데벌레 네 사모솜 히고고노 가르레 냔데 예니 도브도미 냥일레 데바테 셈제 네로 오에서 데르히 닝보테니 랑이 냔데 랑이 제 냥일레 데바 임바테이세나 냔데 예니 두야 요마레 예니 뇨야 요마레 Kuncho la sorva tamna tamne nyande te kuncho kaya nangamare. Nangamare wa yena. Ngudrup dawo ching nangamare. Ta yena yo nyande te kuncho ka naya yena. Matsu kuncho la nyande sure nano china sorva. Si sorva tawya mato tab yenda yo ma nano na nyande nano sekara. Te nangma na ta kuncho la ra lebre. Kuncho nipo chona na yukre. Nipo majana nangamare. Ta nyande yinne drobda me bada ranga semche nilo dirhi nyingbo tela ngu rangi je nambar tapa ngu la nyangi da dunga da tama meba sena rangi nyande sere. Rangi je nyangi le de pare. Ti sena nyande yinne drob gugumdo. Korba yinne pangdami. And then Yande dropped them in a crop panya yero, panya yomare. Kova lang movo yo, demba tropati yina. Movo yo patang, demba tropati pangore. Kova lang movo maybe send a panya yomare. Kova yin to pangami. Mulamje lula, mulamje capsu lula, matang be kubam. Yana chado kiting by yina. Matang patan chado de panya yomare. Karasana matang balang oo yo mare, chado la dutin yo mare, ten kandesa pangore, panya yo mare. Kova ranga namto drupa samre, namto drupa hikpa samre, mato panya me mare. Kova yin to pangdomi. Ransen sanje so lo ta chona, ten rao yina sanje kandesa to kono. Ransen sanje so lo ta cho sumpare, ne sumpate. Ransen sanje yin ba tela yin, Sanje la rangin namda ka sanje ta lobo tadraja sanje ni yore, te cheba se gogore. Te cheba se mahi na yang tani gongkori yore. Chansu samsang gongkori su segi duho. Kanyin se na gongkori kari yore. Simchin ta sanje la cheba mepa. Rawa? Chandro yore, tani chung yore. Sanje la niju cheba dao. Chakre. The same genelo de Rangi Namdaka Sanjere, Mato Lobo Tadraja Sanje Mare Rangi Namdaka Sanje Imbesena Ransem Sanje so Lota Chosomare. The same genelo de Rangi Namdaka Sanje in a young Lobo Trupetama Yere, Te Jangore, Lobo Trupetama Sepam, Tapam, Hiba Capso, then a Lobo Tadraja Sanje Sigre, Takpa Nidinja Sanje Sigre. Tanda kakhe ransin sanje siji tela sanje la lovo tadraja rangin namda da lovo tadraja sanje ni se mahipa semchin sanje in silap tene sanje de semchin chepa mawa mepanda wicha yo kaleka payore tela yan rekpa neji yere ta ransin sanje in bate semje nilo de rangin namda ka sanje re yina yang lovo tadraja sanje mare Tambichu nyamsa lana lovo chitrama jana lovo chitraja sanje ngundu chona takpa nidinja sanje re. Te chepa tiki kogdo. Tamala repe ne somde nyande yini drobdo mepar tokpa te zir tangbo am ne tangbo. Korwa yinda pangdo mepar yi chepa te ne nipa. Ransen sanje so lota chepa te ne somre. Devala ne somde hi kogdo somre. Tak kaji baca melalui biji sendang ni, David ni sendiri apa, tangbo hak kau ada ye kita tu. Tapi toba deh kalai kalai tu yang ni tiba kita ni tu saja. Jadi kalau sendiri tu yang mana ni lo.
The Shentong view can find also in compassion in in one of Milarepa's song, which points out the ultimate view, the Shentong view, and in one of the songs, the Dohas, which Milarepa taught and sung at the Drapuk Sengitsong, at the cave line, fortress cave in Yolmo, in Helambo. And it's a song about the three, literally said three nails. And in short said, Nirvana is nothing which can be imported from somewhere else, and samsara is nothing which can be deported or discarded somewhere else. I have firm conviction that my mind, my own mind, is a Buddha. Here with three nails, it just kind of illustrates how important they are. There are three important and profound points. And as Milarepa said, that Nirvana is nothing which can be like imported from somewhere else. Here it means Nirvana is just another term, the ultimate Nirvana, which is the clear light nature of the mind, Tathagatagarbha or Sugatagatagarbha. This clear light nature within, which is completely pure from beginningless time, which is completely free of any form of suffering, is it something which can be adopted, which can be given to one, like the can be like by God? Can a God, or is like a supreme power, would it be able to grant this realization of the pure light nature? Is in a way that, like, if one prays and if one behaves in a very perfect way, then this divine supreme power would be would grant this realization of the pure light nature within. And if not, then it would one wouldn't be able to obtain it. But it's completely not in this way that the ultimate state, which is Nirvana, is within one's own mind. It can't be given to oneself. Oneself has to realize it oneself. Then the expression that samsara, the opposite, is nothing which can be discarded or deported to somewhere else. This is so because usually it says like samsara, like cyclic rebirth, is something which has to be given up or have to be abandoned. But it can't be in this way because cyclic existence doesn't have a true existence of its own. It doesn't have a concrete existence. If it would have a concrete existence, then it would be totally impossible to get rid of it, because it's always concrete existence, true existence by its nature. It would be impossible to do something against it, to get rid of it. To hear one, it's very easily to understand by the example of the dream. The impure experiences and impure phenomena within a dream, one doesn't have to apply skillful means to push them away, to get rid of them, because they don't have an essence of their own. They don't have a concrete existence. So in this way, psychic existence, experience and phenomena within don't have to be abandoned, because they don't have a true existence. They are merely deceptive appearances created by our conceptualizations. And then the third line, Milarepa said that one, he has gained the certainty that his own mind is a Buddha. Rinpoche says here one has to differentiate clearly what means with one's own mind is a Buddha. Because sometimes people say very easily, well, there is no differentiation between a Buddha and sentient beings, actually. But here one has to differentiate clearly. There is the natural Buddha, the pure state of a Buddha, which is completely identical with the fundamental mode of the mind itself. But there is also, one may not, there's also the aspect of the incidental stains of the mind, which cover, which hinder the manifestation of this pure-like nature within. So in this way, there is a differentiation. There are many reasons here given, and and most important for oneself is to gain a strong certainty about that one's innate nature is the clear-like nature is a Buddha.
Tene yendong lo la yang karche chi te kunda yewon yong do som le kunda yewon yong do som la yin yendong ge khe pa chun jo so ma da ba mang bu song da da nyam ni ba cho la go de bo bang do se na tene nam do le jan ni che na nam do ge tak pe yor te kunda re nam do ge yor kunda re kar re se na nam do ge tak pa re Zangbo, Memba, Tama, Tsopa, Da, Ni Lasopa, Namdo Katagno. He said, Namdo, you're the Kundari. Namdo rang him on the Karesana Ramon, your mare, Pacha la Rale Pare. Pacha gave on him, but send a Namdo game on the Namdo rangla. Penanga to Tsam and Namdo, the Tsopa Namdo, Tayang, Pakya Latin de Tsamala Tsopa Namdo, Tsopa La Tsam and Namdo, Chigamado, Tsanzog and Namdo, the Rama Mepa, Kunduk to Chiang with whom Pakya Kayamang Jimbus and Namdo Yamangri, Rama Yaman Simjin and Namdo to Yamangri, Rama Yaman. Natsu Namdo Yang Yaman Re Rama Yaman. Namdo Gnelo Wu Sarvam. Namdo Gnelo Wu Sarvam. Satong Yin Mi Yang Sigre. Satong Yin Mi Te Yondore. Zubchi Lende Bare. Tangbote.
And the Shentong Matyamaka system divides reality into three instead of like conventional and ultimate reality in three, expressing that each phenomena has three kind of characteristics or three kind of qualities, and these three are they have phenomena have an imputed characteristic, a dependent characteristic and a truly existent characteristic. There are many reasonings, logical reasonings given, but Rinpoche wants to demonstrate it in short on the example of thoughts, which is that something which we experience, we have good experience of thought, so we can understand due to thoughts these three kinds of characteristics. And so the object of a thought, that is the imputed characteristic of a phenomenon. Like we say this is pure, we say this is impure, we say this is a friend, and we say this is an enemy. So these phenomena of pure and impure and friend and enemy, these are imputation, conceptual imputations. Then, according to the second characteristic of the phenomena of thought, it is has a dependent nature. And what is it dependent on? It is dependent on the habitual patterns within the mind. Due to habitual patterns, we think in various ways. We think things to be pure and we think to be things impure. Thoughts don't have an, they're not independent, they're totally dependent. And the third characteristic of a phenomenon such as a thought, it's that which is truly existent. This is the fundamental mode or nature of the thought, which is, according to Shentong, clear light nature. It has the aspect of clarity and emptiness inseparable.
Dinya malan jana kole lagre. Malam to kunda yeho yondo somde. Jiran so kanga gadi tangdo gadi jamla mangbo tangu isara samay. Tamu gadi hajan ya puchi thob na pe gag marve. Gagre. Jindang chembuchi. Tudu. Mereka mampu doa tunduk cipta na, hajang gagre, gadi apa teh tan, tela, gawat tesis tamce, kangka, gadi apa teh, malang kan nama doa kita pare, yorlo yor mare, nama doa kita pare, tate sere itu gadi itu cah songna, existing itu cah songna pe sempam gre, gadi apa teh tan, teh cah kua ni ka, kundare nama doa kita pare, turut nama doa kita pare. Gadi tangpo yi, yapo yo mare, yapo chakpa yin yo mare. Ta kanga chekpa re. Te nangin kanga la samchukare. Ta gadi yapo chi yo sampa te, te chason sampa, namto te yemang re. Pakhya ke yemang che re. Tingsa ngaso gadi yapo yo re, te li kempe pakhya tang, chando pakhya mangbo yo pa tang. Cha masong na cha dogre sampe nam do yore, tende pakcha le tende, yang cha songo malam tango yore. Tangpo gawo che, tende dunga che. Dea tangpo gati yapo che thao gagre, deva yore, gawo yore, tende cha dogre, tende dunga yore. Gawa tel tende, deva tel tende dunga che yore. Tende yang tu dogre. Ta gati tangpo yo sampa tang, Gavatang, jisu cha somu dunga cha nam do te ni yevang re pakhya la ra leva re, ramang cha ni yo ma re. Kansa te dukya ma re, ina yang nam do te yevang yi bichim se re. Ten rabu nam do ta gati thop som sampa tang, gavatang, ta cha som sampa dunga somu nam do te ye ngu te ngu wang, ne lo ka rangin te rangin je wu sa ba re. Tepat cembe jui lama le senje nelo rengi wesar sele mato tungpa dikira khe yomare tungpa kholo papa le song sabare rengi je wo sabare rengi je wo sabate rangzong rikpa yekhi yangre ta semje nelo rengi je wo sarwa am rangzong rikpa yekhi am tuda ji yekhi te yondob re yondob gimbe jimsen kar re Yonso tropa, lekpa tropa, machu pa tropa, zochu maze pe rangin yinbe se no, tene yondop se re. Pe malam je gadi je namdo le jalo, tene yisamse. I keranso gadi mangpa tango do te, pakya chenpa yore, malam tango yore samare, zochu. Matang na tene chepa mudo, matang na.
To understand the three characteristics of a phenomenon, empty things in modern time one can use dreaming of a car to get a very nice car. Probably everybody has had this wish to get a nice car. While those who didn't, doesn't make a difference. If one just imagines that dreaming of having got a very beautiful car, so most of all of us would be extremely happy. This the happiness deriving from having got a car, this is just a thought. There is no true object, car, due to which one could develop such a great joy. It's the car itself. It's imputed. It's imputed by the conceptual mind. There is no actually no car. So just due to an imputation, there is lots of joy. Then what could happen? Could happen in a dream that one has an accident with that car. So what happens? The mind is very depressed. And again here. There is no concrete object of a smashed car, and the depression itself is just a deluded expression of conceptualization. First there was happiness due to a concrete existing car, and second there was great depression because it completely was smashed, was gone. But the car which one received and the car which had an accident is just a creation of the conceptual mind. So here one can understand due to daytime impression one has, everybody probably has been driving a car, and there due to impressions imprinted, stored within the mind, then at the dream time again, it manifests in seemingly concrete experiences. So thoughts, they have the dependent, completely dependent nature. They are not independent. So thoughts are dependent on the habitual patterns of conceptualizations are stored within the mind. And one is completely one experimental experience is completely dependent on the other. So the happiness, the suffering one endures by dreaming that the car is smashed, and the happiness of having received it, they're completely dependent on each other. Without the one, the other couldn't be. So you know, everything which all kind of mental experiences and concepts, thoughts, they're completely dependent. So the third characteristic, this is the concerns, according to Shentong, the essential nature within, which is the clear light. In the text Mahayana Uttaratantra Shastra, there is not much which concerns the true nature of the mind, Tathagatagarbha. There is not much explained or not mentioned about that the true nature of the mind is emptiness, because this here is point. This is a statement which is pointed out based on the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma. But according to the third wheel of the turning of the Dharma, here the essential nature of the mind is pointed out to be clear light, or in other words, to be the the primordial awareness, which is completely free of conceptualization, completely free of conceptual elaboration. And that which is that which truly exists, it is called truly existent because it exists in completely unartificial way. It's not something which first has to be purified and then it exists in a pure way. It has been primordially existent. And according to the car received and then lost in a dream, Rinpoche thinks one will easily understand the three characteristics.
Tene tonso lakunda yevan yorup somna tonso cheba yevare. Kunda gichunam, namdo gitap, kunda gichunam. Ton tambar mepa madopa maze. Kunzo tani toyang rangang ovu madopa sena. Tito kunda gitonso de mepe tongbani sena. Chuchi mepe tongbani. Yevan gitonso de ton tambar madop nayang. Tanyi tu namdo yebu se na, tene yebu tongpa ni se. Tanyi, shujin yi tanyi tu yebu tongpa ni. Namdo ke ne lo rangyin ke wu sarwa te, rangyin tongpa ni se. Tundam tongpa ni, tongni yang takpan, tato ke tongni liya. Rangyin tongpa ni se. Tena tene tongchor ji chepar se goye.
According to the Shentong Matiamaka system, one has to differentiate how phenomena and which way phenomena are empty. And the according to phenomena which is imputed, it doesn't exist in ultimate sense whatsoever, and it doesn't exist in conventional level whatsoever. It's just an imputation. It doesn't have a concrete existence of its own whatsoever. So therefore, the first characteristic is called to be emptiness of non-existence. And how is the mode of emptiness according to the second characteristic? Here, what we find here, these are conceptualizations, the mind in a habitual way. in a habitual way creating thoughts and concepts. In a way, there's not, one can't deny that there are thoughts, therefore it's, but the thoughts in themselves, the mental process which is of a dependent nature, doesn't have an own existence, it's empty. So therefore it's called the emptiness of existence. And the third characteristic, which is the truly existent, which is truly existent, here this emptiness is called the natural emptiness. And this natural emptiness is the fundamental mode of the thought itself, the ghee-like nature.
Ti kaza gda meba simsa je zungzi ni don ranju da kolo parpa gomba ranju da tanjo nyambo do de che song ten kolo somba de chi ni gun do de nam ju gomba yin don ga ta wa che do de che bai.
So in these three last days, Kenichi has explained in a very condensed way the non-self entity of an individuum and the emptiness of being, the emptiness of the duality of a perceiving subject and outer perceived object. And in very short, as mentioned, the Rangtong Matiamaka, Svatantika and Prasangika approach. And today, the Shentong system, how the Shentong system presents reality in these three ways of characteristics.
The Rangtong, the Yendong, the Mala, Nanjo Jivan, so Mala, the Song, the Jan, the Yesong, ကန်စားကဒါမီဒါဆင်စားရမလားလေပစုံတဲ့ဂျန်နေတိကလေကန်စားကဒါမဲပါတယ်မလားလေခါစံလုံးမရှိမှာဆိုစုကြရပါလုကြရစုကြရပါရန်စီကတော့လုကြရပါရန်စီကတော့လုကြရပါလားငါဒါဒန်ဇင်ပါမာနီပါတေကန်စားကဒါမီတော့ပါရင်ဒါချွတ်ဒါမီတော့တော့လောချုံးညီငါရစ်စီရင်တော့ဆုံးပါလေ ငါဒါဒန်ဇင်ပါမာနီပတေကန်စားကဒါမီတော့ပါရင်ချပတိချေကံပနီကပ်ဆိုကန်စားကဒါမီခေနောတနေ့ချတာရပွင့်ခရသာချွတ်ဂျေဒါမီတော့ဒေါ်နာလောချုံးညီငါရစ်စီချွတ်ဂျေဒါမီဂျင်သတ်တော့ပတ်စားချက်ချင်ပေါ်ရွှေဂျေဒါမီပကြတာဆေဒါစားချက်ချင်ပေါ်စင်တင်နေလောစားချက်ချင်ပေါ်တော့ဒေါ်နာလောချုံးညီလငါရေငါရစ်စီရင်ဒရန်ကို
Approach about the true nature of phenomena concerns mainly two misunderstood entities. One is misunderstanding the individuum as a concrete person and misunderstanding outer phenomena as having a concrete entity, so two forms of self, self of a person and the self of outer phenomena. And in this connection, Milarepa, this within one of the songs which Milarepa taught to one of his disciples, Lugzerepa, where he said he wants to realize the non-self entity of a person, then you have to meditate on non-self entity of a person. But if you want to realize the non-self entity of outer phenomena, then you have to, which means then you have to follow me for 12 years. And he meant this literally. It meant he had to leave everything he had and just follow him wherever he goes for 12 years. And then, having followed him for 12 years and having realized the non-self entity of outer phenomena also, then he would be able to realize the ultimate, which is Mahamudra.
Tene semsa je tawate malare pe trasimul songba songol saboye. Trasimula tamba nye din songba re. Pe tamba jorna donje tapa tamba. Junye de nye din songba re. Ta te kapsu tonje tamba kunji tamba kapsu bakcha hencha zincha som songyang kunji rangla som temyang kunji rangla te sombare bakcha hencha zincha som katsangwa machi shibare songyang kunji rangla som temyang kunji rangla te sombare ta te tseche te kapsu semtang hien rigayare.
And if one wants to look up and understand the view of the mind only system, there's also a song from Milarepa about 12 forms of absorption, of subsiding, where there are examples given how phenomena which one clings on as having a concrete existence, and this clinging being a habitual tendency of the mind, how this finally dissolves into the all base, and then the all base is explained in various examples.
dene kunje kar pakcha kar khencha kar zincha kar sin khe na dene sin tran je tava ya pucha kar
so if one according to this song if one reads the song and reflects about it one easily will understand about that how the clinging to phenomena and how the habitual tendencies the clinging to concrete I and concrete phenomena how they are all productions of the old base and how they can dissolve into the old base again
se malare pa tagala thani lobjong sa mayin ba tene gomzong ge khirap dorwe nyamnyong ge chipri ha cha samaya bari
The songs of Milarepa are very helpful because they don't derive from somebody who studied a lot, but due to our own experience, he could teach in the form of songs. They're very profound. They're very helpful to study them. So in very short, Rinpoche explained a bit about the how Milarepa explained genuine reality.
Tene jatha nikho pa turam nikho pa jikten jin jorwa ha chang jokpo ha chang nyuro nyurpo cha pa jikten khan yang chung tingsang chung chung cha song rase chimsang ching rawo khangba ching rawo cha song rase dikap so tene malare pe songkor te so la lob jong se pa karche bure samayo
tangok ning kare sungsan
a
tangok ning kare sungsan ka
jatha ni che pa
antra ka ni
che pa turam ni che pa se ke dong jatha ni che pa se
in the 20s
turam de jikten te jambalen kanga jikten kanga lake cha khie to re khangba so chi ni khangba ching da bu cha so so chi ni sa gong de chung chung cha so tene de devang gen jorwa ha chen jo bon do ne kap so te mala re pe sung go sung go sam mo te so lo lob jong se ni ya gre yong chen bo te so zo to gu ma re go zo di yong jog la le de go ni ji sa gre kal go do yong chek cha go zo de chek de ji sa gre do yong chen bo chek lob jong se na man jogle le de go de ji sa gre do kale ka bu do ti mala re pe sung go sam mo te so lob jong se ni ya bu yo sa re sam bu ye
So in the 20th century, in modern century, there are so many changes and very quick changes. We all are aware of changes far away from our place. So the whole earth has become similar to one house one is living in. But nowadays, you know, because of so many changes going on, one is middle in it, so there will be not so much possibility to study in a extended traditional way. So Rinpoche thinks it's very good if people study the Milarepa songs because they are short and they're extremely essential, and one can learn due to them a lot.
Chuti kade. Meme.
Sanima kitna?
Te kade nje.
Samne na, mzonta? Kitna sanima matso sa.
Sanza te.
Sanima gutsuk song. Ya kitna sanima chuti hin, tene songang sanma gutsegi do.
Sanima le.
Hm, tikere le.
Tere za te.
Tere.
Sanima.
Pasan. Pasan. Pour, frai, donnerstag. Prore.
Zanima le chode.
Tigere.
Te ya budu.
It's fine to have Sunday is a free day. one day a week where the stores are open would be fine. Which day?
Sungkang go se gi do.
Sungkang
Sanima
go to song, Chitina Sanima, Chitina. Zanima la go to
So Sunday is a free day. Is this okay for everybody?
Tene tanda da mai ba ne tuandam je tawa do de chi he song che cha song de san san che ran so chaba yo ne chu do chaba chi zo ne bu do de tawa ganga che cha de chaba zo na de sa bo yo kre
So Kenimuchi explained in short the genuine reality concerning entities of individual and outer phenomena according to the five gradual approaches to understand reality in a genuine way. And if there are questions concerning this subject, then tomorrow there will be time, people can ask.
L'onre de bé, mais j'ai l'air le jour, mais ma zambé, t'es ton nom. Comme j'en vous dis, n'est l'autre, j'ai ça, j'ai l'absent. Maman, j'ai parlé, j'ai gavandé, j'ai ou. Son nom, j'ai tozo. Son nom, j'ai les. Tambaco, n'y est au parlé. Menjolem beaucoup, j'ai tracé. N'a tout, j'ai son qui est tracé. Yeah.